Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. National. Radio 1.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Now, you called us a while ago about these letters, didn't you?
I did.
And you've actually sent some in to us, which I thank you for.
Yeah.
These are some old love letters that you got.
They are.
Right, now tell us who this person is.
He's called Royston.
And when did you go out with him?
1983.
Wow. Back in the actual day. Now, our listeners probably won't recognise Royston's name because, let's face it, he's not the biggest rock star in the world, is he?
Well, apparently he is in the States.
That's what they all tell you. I'm huge in America.
We've all used that line.
Yeah. I'm massive in Europe. He has had a hit, though. He was number 29 10 years ago.
No way.
Yeah, what band is he in?
Space Hog.
Right, this is a bit of the track. This is In the Meantime by Space Hog, number 29. That's not his biggest claim to fame, though, Chopper.
Really?
No.
What's his biggest claim to fame?
He's now married to someone famous. Who's he married to now?
Liv Tyler.
That's right. He is now Liv Tyler's husband off of films.
Liv Tyler's having your sloppy second.
That's what you said, not me.
So, this love letter you've sent us is from Royston.
Ooh.
Liv's husband.
Yeah.
This could get very expensive. The big old Hollywood lawyer coming down quite hard on me.
Have you checked this out?
No, but right. It'll be fine.
Okay.
It's right. Authentic, I guarantee you. Mm.
Is this embarrassing for you in any way?
Completely.
Oh, right, okay. I tell you what, though, Chappers has got the letter here from Royston now to you.
Oh, yeah? Great.
And, well, you'll see in a minute, but when you read these letters, you can tell that this man has the complete ability to pull a movie star. Mm. You really can.
Real
like
gift
like,
of the gab.
Like Liv, yeah. Mm. How old were you when these letters were being sent?
About 12.
Bless.
Oh.
Oh, bless.
And Royston was 12, yeah?
Yeah, he was. Bless
him. Phew.
Well, we could have had all sorts of lawsuits then, actually.
Right, good. Just checking. Right, so here's the letter from Royston off of Space Hog, Liv Tyler's husband, to Rachel, age 12.
The spelling on this is dreadful, I have to say. I was only kidding. Your lips are as smooth and gentle as a baby's bottom. Where did you learn to kiss? You're ace at it, you. As I found out yesterday. We will have to try it again pretty, spelled P-R-I-T-T-Y, pretty soon, okay? I think you are the loveliest looking, beautiful, smooth kissing, warmest hugger girl in the whole wide world. I enjoyed yesterday like no other. We better do it again, right? I love you very, 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 open bracket, my arm's getting tired, close bracket, much indeed. Please write back. My life is naught without you. Royston, open bracket, I love you. Close brackets, with lots of kisses and cuddles. Bye. I won't be able to walk home with you because of Warby.
What's that? Who's that?
He's the teacher. Mr. Warburton. Warby.
Oh.
Had he put him in detention or something?
Yeah, must have done.
Do you think he strings up this line to all the girls? And do you think... imagine if Liv Tyler's listening right now in a big house in the Hollywood Hills, thinking to herself, he wrote me exactly the same letter.
But he only used 15 verries.
Yeah. Sorry, my arm's getting tired, Liv.
Why is his arm getting tired?
His arm's getting tired because he wrote very a lot, Laura.
Laura!
He was 12, Laura.
You dirty dog.
Oh, God.
You lot, honestly.
I know,
she just can't keep up sometimes, it's fine. Well, I'm sure that you wish him and Liv all the best of luck, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
She's got a funny mouth anyway, Liv Tyler. She's got funny funny lips. Isn't the big one really fat?
Yes, but not as bad as her father's.
Yeah.
Hey, don't look at her father. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, we met him.
Can you imagine have him as your father-in-law?
I didn't think about that. Imagine having Steven Tyler as your father-in-law.
Yeah, imagine with the babies, but christened and that, you know, in his granddad's arms, and it's him.
Didn't you fancy him?
No, I didn't fancy him. I said I didn't say I fancied him. I said after a few beers, you could very easily confuse him for a woman.
And therefore fancy him.
That's a very different thing.
I forgot about that.
I don't fancy
you fancy
him.
Steven Tyler.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, no. Rubbish.
What?
A lot of people are saying that Liv Tyler now lives in Leeds. Liv lives in Leeds. Is this some kind of tongue twister? Liv. Go on, say it a few times.
Liv lives in Leeds.
Liv lives in Leeds. Liv lives in Leeds.
Yep.
So, if you're listening, hi, Liv Tyler. A lot of people are saying that they are quite big in America as well, Space Hog, so that's nice. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's James.
All right, James, where are you?
I'm in Northampton.
All right,
just
okay.
Driving to Peterborough.
How can I help?
Just saying that Liv Tyler seems, also has the world's biggest hands. If she's got Armageddon at the end of it with a hand across the screen.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure that's not just a camera trick?
I don't think so. It looks like it's like taking up the whole screen.
Oh, I'm going to Google that in a minute. Other search engines are available, but I'll have a look. Okay, so she's got massive hands.
Yeah.
Man hands.
Yeah.
Good, that's great. She now lives in Leeds. Liv lives in Leeds, so she might be listening. Yeah. That's great. Thanks for that. Now, we've been talking to Rachel. We still are. A girl who got love letters from Royston off of Space Hog, who is now married to Liv, who lives in Leeds. Also, Rachel, thank you very much for sending me your diaries from that time as well.
Oh, I bet you would have enjoyed those, wouldn't you?
Well, if it's all right with you, we might read some out later this week with your permission.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely lovely.
It could be
I've
the
got
new
four, you know.
You what?
I've got another four.
Oh my God, it could be the new Laura's diary.
It could, couldn't it?
Send them all in.
I will do.
Oh, this is just brilliant stuff.
Chap has actually got your diaries with him now, so we'll give you a little taster. If you fancy hearing more of these, let us know on 81199.
This is the entry for the 18th of September. Today, Neil said to Royston, open brackets, the muscular man of my dreams, close brackets, he was 12, do you like Rachel then? And Royston said, well, if she likes me, yeah, but otherwise, well, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And then later on, Neil came up and said that Roy had asked him to ask me if I neck with him after school. Actually, I just think it's one of Neil's stories. I said no in capital letters. So Neil told Royston. Becky heard Royston say, oh, you didn't go and tell her, did you? Don't you think that's ace in capital letters? Lots of question marks. Bye. Love, Rachel.
So you could tell he probably could pull a movie star because he'll ask one of his friends to go up to you and say, hi, do you mind necking with me? Listen, Rachel, we'll speak to you later in the week if people think that that's something they want to hear.
Excellent. Do let me know.
Love you.
Love you too. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.